Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, or evening, depending on where you are. We are worldwide, after all. Had an interesting email come in from a friend that showed me some of the comments that were coming in off YouTube. Also, a few past ones that were coming in off Renegade. I'm not interested in the ones that come in from Renegade. I've dropped all that bullshit. I don't give a shit what they do over there. I will say this, though. The ones that were coming in from YouTube attracted me enough that I did a bit of snooping and had a look around, see if they were accurate. They're absolutely accurate. One of the comments or a few of the comments that I'm seeing here and there when it comes to YouTube is that Sean never brought any content to the show. I'm going to answer to this one, and I'll tell you why. It's because anybody who can say that has no fucking respect whatsoever. They also have no idea of what I've put in since I was 17 years of age, and I'm 41, about to turn 42. You little fucking slack-ass lazy cunts that can't do your own goddamn research, rely on people like me to do it for you. Let me tell you something, you little fucks. I've researched the Dead Sea Scrolls and I brought that to the fucking table in 2003. I researched different Hermetic texts. I brought that to the table in 2003. The King James Bible, I brought to the table just after 2005, after having listened to some of the stuff that Peter Schenck was doing. I then read Morals and Dogma, which was a prick to read, and I discussed that on and off on different broadcasts over the years. I've also read Imperium with Francis Parker Yockey. Most of you probably hadn't even fucking heard of him up until 3 years ago. Well, I knew about that guy a hell of a lot longer than that. I'm talking, we're going back to 2005, where I knew about Francis Parker Yockey and Imperium. He was using the alias known as Ulrich Varange. You probably didn't fucking know that, right? This is the content I apparently didn't bring to the table. I also read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion and started talking about it left, right, and goddamn centre. And I was even reading it back in 2014 on the broadcast until I found somebody else who had already narrated it. And I played that at the last segment of my broadcast when I was independent back in 2014, as said. I picked to pieces the Babylonian Talmud, and I spoke about that on and off over the years on every network I've ever been on, right? I've spoken about the Torah. I never really read that, but I picked that to pieces as well as I did the Babylonian Talmud. I also picked to pieces the Kabbalah, and I'll tell you something else. I also read in as much detail as I possibly could the Quran, all right? And all of this I brought to the table at one stage or another. Just because I didn't happen to bring it to fucking Renegade at the time because I'd already done it before and I thought it's about goddamn time you got off your fucking ass to do it yourself doesn't mean that I never brought it to the table. You weak little fucks that sit there in YouTube saying, oh, Sean never really bought any content. That's because you weren't even an itch in your daddy's pants at the time that I was bringing this shit to the table. I've been in this way before I started going bald, let me fucking tell ya. Okay? Just because you didn't hear it doesn't mean that I didn't fucking cover it. I've brought up the fucking issue about fluoride. I did a documentary about vaccines, okay? I researched my fucking ass off when it comes to vaccines especially, right? Getting into Eleonora McBean's works and Dr. Rebecca Carley's works. I brought plenty of fucking content to the table, but I'd had enough of everybody sitting there in chat rooms talking absolute fucking shit and not giving a shit on what I was saying. So I no longer wanted to put the detail in. I thought, you know what? Fuck it. You've done your job, Sean, since you were 17. At 17 years of age, I was being frowned upon because I was pointing out the fact that the Rothschilds, right, wanted to fucking form a one world government. People were laughing and scoffing at me at a young age of 17. What were you fucking doing? I'll tell you what you were doing. You were probably doing the equivalent to sitting in fucking YouTube channels saying, sure you never brought any content to the fucking table. Oh, you're a fucking piece of shit. You're weak little pussies. You wouldn't have the a fucking clue about what it is to fucking research. You think you do because we've handed it to you. You think you've done something when you read a book or you read a few books here and there, but you've done fucking nothing. We brought these facts to you so that you could find them and then go out and look into these books. Most of you wouldn't even understand what murder by injection is, let alone understanding that it's a book by Eustace Mullins, unless we fucking told you years ago. The next time you want to get into your little YouTube fucking cliques, you little fucking groupies, and say that Sean didn't bring any content, get to know the fucking facts first. I didn't work my fucking ass off for nothing. For you little pussy fucks to come along and say I've done nothing, that I didn't bring content. I didn't bring it to Renegade because I wanted you to get off your ass and do it yourself. Yous all sit there like the little groupies yous are, little kumbaya groupies in the chat rooms. Yeah, this person's right. Yeah, that person's right. Because you don't want to have to fucking go out and do it yourself. You fucking weak cunts. Have some fucking respect.